Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早。
We welcome you as we teach from God's word today.
我们欢迎你啊，我们今天在这里一起来教导神的话语。
May he give us what he wants us to have.
将是让他给我们正是我们所需要的。
In preparing for this message, I have received valuable and wise help.
当我在准备这个信息的时候，我真是得到了很有智慧的帮助。
Help has come from the Word of God and the Holy Spirit.
我的帮助是从我们的神和他的圣灵来帮助。
And I want to acknowledge Dr. George Ladd's help in the Gospel of the Kingdom.
我也谢谢叫乔治的他的一篇信息里面讲到神的国。
The novel coronavirus has invaded.
我们大家都知道这个新冠病毒正在侵入我们。
And some people are discovering what is essential and what is not essential.
所以我们有些人正在寻找哪些是必要的，哪些是不必要的事情。
Some people are learning what is important and what is not important.
也有些人正在发现哪些是很重要的事情，哪些是并不重那么重要。
And many people want to return to their normal lives.
我们也有许多人，我们真希望我们能够很快的回到我们以前的那个正常的生活。
And sometimes that means they want to return to controlling their own lives.
所以也有许多人也是意思就是说我们希望能够控制，能够掌握我们自己的生活。
Many are looking to be saved by a vaccine.
也有许多人真希望能够有免疫的这个预防针可以能够帮助我们。
But we want to trust God and look to Him for His provisions.
但是我们却要仰望我们的神，让他来提供保护我们。
This coronavirus is exposing many strengths and weaknesses.
这个新冠病毒它确实使我们看到了许多我们的弱点。
And there are many valuable lessons that we can learn to help our future be healthier.
从这里我们可以学到很多非常有价值的一些教训，能够帮助我们将来的生活。
One lesson we have been learning from the coronavirus is that few people, few places, and few leaders are adequately prepared for the invasion.
所以其中有一个非常宝贵的教训，我们所学到的就是我们很少的人很少的地方，也有很少的这些政府部门有充分的准备对待这个新冠病毒。
And not being prepared makes us vulnerable.
如果我们没有准备好的话，我们是很容易受伤的。
One biblical example of people who are not prepared is during the days of Noah.
在圣经里面其中有讲到一个人没有完全准备好的日子，就是挪亚的日子。
God's anger grows as he sees people living corrupt lives.
因为神他愤怒看到人这样的败坏。
God's disappointment grows as he sees people living violent lives.
因为神也后悔造人，因为他看到这些地上的败坏和这些暴力、强暴。
And God sees people going about their own business in the usual ways.
神也看到人只专顾自己的事情。
Luke 17:27 says this.
路加福音17章27节是这样说的。
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man.
到挪亚方进方阵的日子，洪水就来把他们，哦，那时候的人又吃又喝，又娶又嫁。
In those days,
oh,
the people enjoyed banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his ark and the flood came and destroyed them all.
那时候人又吃又喝又嫁又娶到挪亚进方舟的那日洪水就来把他们全都灭了。
People were exchanging God's glory for their own self-centered plans.
人们将神荣耀的神来变作为他们自己啊以为中心的计划。
And finally, after years of warnings, God brought global destruction through a novel flood.
神在给他们那么多年的警告之后，啊，神终于将一个啊降灾在整个这个地球上。
This novel flood is unique because its power to destroy had never been seen before.
因为用这个洪水来摧毁这个地上所有的，是从来没有见过的。
And only Noah and seven of his family members are prepared.
那时只有挪亚和他们家的七个人，另外七个人，他们有准备好。
So Noah prepares his family as he listens to God's warnings.
因为挪亚听到神给他们的警告，他们家的七个人一起，他们就准备起来。
Nobody else listens to God's warnings except Noah and his seven family members.
除了挪亚这一家，他们八口人，没有其他的人听神的，愿意听神的警告。
So obedient Noah and his family are quarantined and protected by God.
所以挪亚顺服的挪亚和他家人，他们被困在这个船里面。
Noah and his family stay safe and shelter in place for 370 days.
所以挪亚一家他们在在船上他们在船上待了720 days.
And then God brings closure to the sheltered in time.
所以神到那时候神将这次洪水的灾害减退了。
After the flood destroys, there will be a novel beginning as God reboots and restores life on earth.
所以在这洪水之后，神又重新开始了一个新的生命，一个新的开始。
A novel virus means it is a virus never seen before.
我们讲到这个新冠病毒的意思，里面讲到新，就是说我们以前从来没有见到过的。
Novel means there's no effective vaccine yet.
讲到这个新，就表示我们现在还没有有效的预防针。
Novel means human experts will struggle to understand and conquer this virus.
这个心智也表示我们人这些专家们也正在很有困难的在这里要发现新的怎样来克服这些病毒。
And the virus will raise many questions.
这个病毒真是给我们看到了我们许多许多的问题。
Where will the money come from for our needs?
那里我们需要的钱从哪里来呢？
When will this end?
这个什么时候这个会结束呢？
Can we ever go back to normal living?
我们是不是还会啊回到我们以前的正常的生活呢？
And what lessons are we to learn so we are ready for the future?
所以到底要我们在这里学到的什么样的功课，将来我们在啊将来的生活当中我们可以预防？
Will the future hold much hope for us?
因为啊是将来的我们还有盼望吗？还有希望吗？
In the Old Testament, earthly kings were the rulers.
我们在旧约的时候，我们讲到地上啊有这些君王的统治。
The Israelites did not have much daily hope as the Egyptian pharaohs ruled their lives.
那时以色列人在法老埃及法老的统治下，他们失去了所有的希望。
They cried out, and God heard them.
他们向神来呼求，神就听见他们了。
And throughout Israel's history, the Israelites were often disappointed by good and bad combinations of earthly kings.
从以色列他的整个历史来看，他的整个过程啊，里面他有好的王啊，有不好的王。常常让神失望。
Soon they weren't hoping in earthly rulers.
当他们来希望在地上的君王的统治。
Searching for hope is a deep and continuous human need.
像我们每个人在地上的人，我们都在一直在寻找我们的希望。
Unfulfilled hope often leads to despair, depression, and decay.
因为我们没有能够实现的希望，常常会导致我们的绝望、沮丧还有衰败。
But when we look for hope in the Bible, it is often expressed in terms of the kingdom of God.
当我们在圣经里面找到盼望的时候、希望的时候，我们看到的就是神的国。
The biblical hope of the kingdom of God is spread throughout all 39 books of the Old Testament.
讲到神的国，它在圣经里面整个旧约里面39本书里面都一直在讲这个神的国。
In the Old Testament, God keeps revealing himself to people.
在旧约里面，神他向他的子民一起来彰显他自己。
He especially wants to reveal himself to his chosen people, the Israelites.
他特别的是为了他的选民，他愿意向选民们来彰显他自己。
But sadly, the history of the Israelites shows they kept abandoning God Almighty.
但是很可悲的是从以色列的他的历史来看，他一直是常常的会来离弃神、背离神。
Abandoning God usually brings his eventual anger upon people.
他背离神背弃神只会带来神的愤怒。
God is jealous and angry because he knows false guards are fake guards.
因为神是忌邪的神，因为他知道这些偶像他们都是假的，都是虚谎的。
False guards will distract, deceive, and destroy God's people as they stray away from him.
因为这些偶像这些假神，他们是要把以色列人来欺骗，来带开，让他们走偏。
God is jealous to give his people the very best.
因为神他是渴望他要给他的子民最最好的。
Therefore he will fight to protect his people from Satan, sin, death, and destruction.
因为他要将他的子民从撒旦的破坏里面啊，从撒旦的权势下面，从啊权啊从撒旦的罪下面救出来。
We must study and know the background that the Old Testament teaches.
如果要帮助我们真正的认识神的国的话，我们要回到旧约里面。
We must study the Old Testament not just to get information, but to be transformed.
所以我们在学习旧约的时候，里面看神的国的时候，不只是作为一个好像一个消息一个知识，乃是要帮助我们能够改变我们。
And as we are transformed in our character, we will deepen our relationship with God.
只有当我们在改变我们的性格我们的品格的时候，我们才能跟与神的关系那样的密切。
So when kings and rulers proved inadequate to rule wisely,
当这些地上的王啊，他们啊没有办法真正的有智慧的来统治啊他们的国的时候。
And when God's true prophets are misunderstood and mistreated,
也是当神所发的啊预言被人们误解不明白的时候。
In perfect timing to rescue and guide the Israelites.And the people of the world.
主耶稣基督他来到了，在这个时刻他来到了，他来带领，他来引导他的人们来认识神。
Jesus arrives as the highest king that God authorizes.
耶稣基督他来，他作为最高的君王来到这里。
When Christ arrives, it's a novel change.Authorized by God, who will shape the rest of history.
当基督来到这里，这是一个新的开始。
When Jesus, the only Son of God,
当耶稣基督是神的独一的儿子
，sinless and obedient to heavenly Father,
他是没有罪的，而且他也是顺服的。
When he arrives on earth, he is focused solely on obeying his heavenly mission.
他来到地上，他要做的就是顺服他的在天上来的意
Jesus' mission will be to forgive sins, restore people to relationship with his heavenly Father, and to help grow the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督来是要解决我们的罪，是要我们与父神和好。
Jesus Christ is novel.
所以耶稣基督是新的。
No one has ever seen a sinless human being like Jesus.
因为从来人没有看到过一个无罪的人像耶稣基督。
All people were not fully prepared to understand Jesus.
但是所有的人还没有准备好能够来认识他。
Even when Jesus moves into their neighborhoods and eats with them and walks with them.
甚至就是耶稣住在他们周围跟他们一起吃走和住在一起。
They did not understand that he was unique.And novel and beyond comparisons.
因为根本就不知道它是一个非常独特的它是一个新的，它是完全我们完全不可想象的。
No self-centered political rulers or religious leaders can fully appreciate the wisdom of Jesus and his power.
这些地上的这些以自我为中心的统治者，还有这些宗教的领袖们，他们没有办法能够感谢主耶稣所带来的这些智慧。
Most people underestimate Jesus.
许多人。
Most people also refuse to change their ways and follow him.
许多人低估了耶稣，许多人不愿意因着耶稣来改变自己。
Most people don't bother to ask Jesus important questions.
更没有人愿意来问耶稣一些重要的问题。
Most people do not see who Jesus really is.
很多人根本就没有看到到底耶稣是谁。
Most people don't understand what his most important mission is.
更没有人真正能够知道耶稣他的使命是什么。
Most people don't ask the best questions that Jesus can easily answer.
没有人愿意真实问主耶稣这有意义的问题，那个问题主耶稣是非常容易回答的。
Jesus longs to teach deeper things.
因为主耶稣他实际上愿意将深奥的事情向人来解说。
But very few people will pay the price necessary to live deeply and please God.
但是很少有人真是愿意付代价，愿意来与神的关系能够亲近。
Therefore, many people remain in darkness.
所以许多人仍然还是在黑暗当中。
Isaiah the prophet announced in Matthew 4:16.
以赛亚书以赛亚在马太福音四章七节是这样说道。
The people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light.
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光。
And those who were sitting in the land and shadow of death, upon them a light dawned.
坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent means change your mind for the better.
悔改的意思就是说要改变你的心思意念为着更美好的。
Repent means heartily amend, change your ways.
这个悔改也表示你是真心的来修直你所走的道。
Repent means have hatred and sorrow for your past sins.
这个悔改也表示你对你过去的罪有恨恶。
So Jesus comes now and he brings the meaning of the kingdom.
耶稣来了，他将这个神国的道的真正的意义带了出来。
Words always matter.
因为我们讲到词语是非常重要的。
So we must define words correctly in order to be accurate and true.
因为这个字的我们真正要查找它的意思，我们才能够真正明白这个里面所要讲的信息。
In this message, we need to know the best meaning of the word kingdom.
所以我们今天的信息就是要我们要真正的了解明白这个王国的这个意义。
If we use modern definitions of kingdom or Google kingdom, we will miss God's true meaning.
如果我们只是参考这些现代的词典词语的话，我们会不会完全的了解这个词王国的真正的意义。
The most accurate definition for kingdom is found in the Bible definition.
真正能找到这个王国的真正的意义的话，只有在圣经里面去找。
Both the Hebrew and the Greek word means the rank, authority, and sovereignty exercised by a king.
无论是从希伯来文或者是希腊文的话，讲到这个王国的话，所指的是。 他的王国指的是所谓的地位、权力还有主权。
And so Jesus brings in the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣他来了，他带来了神的国。
The kingdom of God is one of Jesus' favorite themes.
因为讲到神的国，这也是主耶稣他的最重要的一个主题。
The phrase the kingdom of God appears over 100 times in the Bible.
讲到神的国这个词在圣经里面也提到过有100次。
It especially appears in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
特别在新约里面的马太福音、马可福音和路加福音。
And the kingdom of God is a powerful picture of Jesus' mission and his life purposes.
所以讲到神的国，这是一幅主耶稣基督的在地上的他的使命的一幅的图像。
The phrase kingdom of God does not appear in the Old Testament.
虽然讲到神的国这个词在旧约里面没有提到，直接提到。
But what does appear are many pictures and many stories of kings who tried to rule.
但是他在旧约里面确实给了我们那么多的图像，我们可以看到这些王，这些地上的王，他们的怎样的统治。
When the kingdom word is used to describe God's kingdom, it always refers to God's reign, his rule, and his absolute sovereignty.
因为讲到这个王国的时候，特别讲到神的国的时候，这讲的就是神他自己的权力和权柄和他的统治。
The emphasis should be on God's rule, not his territory or places.
在这里重点讲的是我们神的他的主权，并不是讲某些地盘。
The correct emphasis is not even primarily on the people being ruled.
特别是讲到他的主权的话，并不是指哪些人他要在这里统治。
The kingdom is where the king is legitimately ruling.
讲到这些王国的时候，是讲到王国是指他的王有合法的权利，合法的权柄在这里统治。
God's kingdom is where his rule is established in the hearts and the minds and the souls of his obedient, loving followers.
讲到神的国，他的统治是在这些跟随他、爱他的、顺服他的这些人的心中和他们的意念当中。
Psalm 103 verse 18 says, The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all.
这里诗篇103篇的19，耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
God's kingdom, his universal rule, his sovereignty is over all the earth.
因为神他的宝座，他的天上，他统管万有，他是统管所有的。
Psalm 145:11 says, "They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom."
诗篇145。
Of your power.
诗篇145:11这样说到，传说你国的荣耀，谈论你的大能。
God's kingdom is his power.
因为神，他的神的国是有他的权柄的。
Psalm 145, 13.
诗篇145, 13节。
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations.
你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄承到万代。
The best synonyms used to describe the kingdom are power, might, and glory.
因为最好的我们来描述这个神的国的话，就是他的权柄啊，他的权力和他的大能。
And when God frees his people after 400 years of slavery,
当神将他子民从400年的这个奴隶下面啊，做奴仆的下面啊，释放出来的时候。
He shows in Exodus 15:18, he is the ultimate warrior king.
因为在出埃及记里面15:18里面说到，他向人显示了他是那真正的王。
So he shows he is victorious over all false god in Egypt.
所以他将自己向人彰显，他是胜过所有一切假神偶像，给这些埃及人看，他是真正的王。
And when God's people obey him, they begin to see their salvation in him.
当神的子民来顺服神的时候，他们看到他们的救赎来到他们。
And when people love and obey God,
当人来爱和来顺服神的时候，
they often enjoy many benefits of his loving protection, provision, and security.
当人们来爱神的时候，他们就能经历到、领受到神的大爱、神的供应、神的保护。
Jesus always understands and always cooperates fully with his heavenly Father as the ultimate ruler.
因为我们主耶稣基督他是完全知道我们的天父是至高神，他掌管一切，所以他在地上的时候是完全与父神合作。
The Holy Spirit is also fully cooperative with God's rule.
因为圣灵也是一样，他是完全的与父神在合作。
The Holy Spirit is helping build God's kingdom as he works with Christ.
这个圣灵他是在这里和主耶稣基督一起来帮助在地上建立神的国。
So the Holy Trinity of God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
这个圣洁的三位一体的神，就是父神、子神和圣灵。
They have perfect unity and absolute holiness.
因为他们有那样子的圣洁的合一。
And they continue to build the kingdom of God perfectly.
他们一直在建立神的国，一个神的完全的国。
Only in God's kingdom are the final victories over Satan, over death, and over sin. It's the kingdom of God.
只有神的国才能够真正的战胜撒旦，战胜死亡，战胜罪。
The kingdom of God is centered in Jesus' teachings.
所以神的国也是在主耶稣教导的最中心。
Jesus also uses the equivalent term, the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣也常常用同样的词，就是叫做天国，来教导人。
You can see this in Matthew 5:20 and verse and chapter 7 and 21.
你可以看到这里讲到天国的时候，可以在马太福音五章二十节，还有七章二十一节。
Jesus shows people how to enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣也告诉人们怎样才能进入这个天国。
And when Jesus does his works and miracles, they are to help prove that the kingdom of God has arrived on earth.
所以主耶稣在地上所做的工，包括他的神迹，就是告诉人们神的国已经来到地上了。
Matthew 12:28 shows this.
所以在马太福音十二章二十八节就告诉了我们这个。
Some of Jesus's parables describes truths about the kingdom.
所以主耶稣他用比喻来讲出来真正的意义，真正的神的国的意义奥秘。
Matthew 13:11.
马太福音十三章十一节。
And when Jesus teaches about the kingdom of heaven, we want to pay very close attention.
当主耶稣他来教导我们天国的时候，我们需要非常的注意。
Jesus also teaches prayer in a person's heart should generate prayers that please God.
主耶稣也教导人们从他的心里怎样来祷告，能够讨神的喜悦。
Prayers that please God will include the kingdom of God.
那个让神所合神旨意的祷告里面包括了神的国。
Your kingdom come, your will be done, as it is in heaven, may it be so on earth.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So the kingdom of God is in the heart of Jesus, and he feels it, and he knows it, and it has arrived.
这个神的国是一直是在主耶稣的心里，他知道，他有人感觉到，他也知道这个国已经来到地上。
And the evening before Jesus dies,
甚至就在主耶稣在他上十架之前，
he deeply desires to share the joy and the fellowship of the kingdom of God with his disciples.
是主耶稣很渴望与他的门徒来分享这个神的国的喜悦。
You see that deep desire of Jesus in Luke 22:20-30.
所以你可以看到主耶稣那么渴望的和门徒们真是分享这个神国的这个喜乐啊，从路加福音二十二章的二十节，一直到三十节，这里都描述了主耶稣愿和他的门徒怎样分享神国的喜悦。
And Jesus speaks about his return to earth, promising he will appear again.
主耶稣答应他会再回来。
And when he appears again,
当主耶稣再回来的时候,
he will bring the blessings of the kingdom of God to those whom it was prepared for and who are ready to receive it.
当主耶稣再回来的时候, 他会将那神的国的祝福带给那些准备好迎接他的。
One of the greatest face-to-face historical encounters Jesus makes.
当那个最伟大的一个主耶稣面对面对待他的 一个仇敌人的时候
，is with his powerful enemy Saul of Tarsus。
因为讲到主耶稣面对面对到一个很强有力的一个敌人，就是扫罗。
In the book of Acts 9:3-5, the resurrected Jesus startles and he blinds his persecutor Saul。
像在这里啊，《使徒行传》第九章第三节到第五节里面讲到主耶稣是怎样来开始对扫罗有一个从天上发出的大光照着他。
Saul faces Jesus, and Jesus confronts him.
因为扫罗在这里迫害基督徒，所以主耶稣在这里就直接的对着他。
Jesus identifies himself as Jesus, the one Saul is persecuting.
因为主耶稣自己介绍自己就是那位扫罗你正在迫害的那位。
Humbled, Saul starts taking his new life directions from Jesus.
扫罗被主耶稣谦卑之后，他的开始在主的面前有一个新的生命的出来。
As Saul is transformed by Jesus,
当扫罗被主耶稣改变了之后，
Saul's name in Hebrew means asked for or inquired of God.
这个扫罗这个名字在希伯来文里面是指的是说是神所要的。
His name will be changed to Paul, meaning small or humbled.
所以扫罗他的名字后来被改变成保罗，这个意义就是说比较小的意思，或者说是被谦卑下来的意思。
And Paul's transformation by God will include a lifetime of being humbled by God.
因为保罗他这一生被神改变之后，也就意味着他一生谦卑在神的面前。
God will reshape Paul's life.
神会重新塑造这个保罗的这一生。
From a proud, elite, Pharisaical theologian.
从一个这个骄傲的这个法利赛人的这些就神学方面神学家方面的保罗扫罗。
God will reshape Paul from a persecutor of his church to his humble servant.
所以神将保罗这个迫害教会的转变成一个顺服谦卑的人。
And by regularly obeying Christ, Paul becomes one of Christ's most reliable witnesses.
当保罗他天天的在跪拜顺服在主耶稣的面前的时候，他成为了一个主耶稣非常重用的一个使徒。
By regularly obeying Christ, Christ changes him into an apostle in the Christian faith.
也是他天天在神面前的谦卑，将这个保罗成为了一个真是有一个基督的真正的信仰的以基督信仰的人。
And as God guides Paul into a new life journey,
当神引导保罗进入他的新的生命的阶段的时候，
Paul's life as Christ's servant will ultimately mean house arrest.
保罗他这位神的仆人到后来的时候，也就是意味着他要在家里面被拘禁在家里。
And Paul's servanthood will include his execution for his faith in Christ.
保罗他的作为仆人也包括了他要被为了主而殉道。
Does a person like Paul, who is under house arrest by the Roman government,
我们看到保罗这个在罗马帝国的统治下被拘禁起来的时候，被关起来的时候。
Does a person like Paul, who is confined to shelter in place, have much hope?
像保罗这样的人被关居在软禁在家里的时候，他有没有希望呢？
The Bible teaches that there's always a godly remnant who believe and follow God.
因为圣经里面也常常教导我们，总有那些渔民，他们是一直愿意跟随神的。
Paul is in that godly remnant.
保罗就是那其中的一位，那渔民的一位。
Paul counts the cost of true discipleship and he chooses to follow Jesus.
保罗他曾计算过要跟随主耶稣的代价，所以他决定跟随主。
When he follows Jesus, Paul will never deny Christ or turn back.
当保罗已经决定要来跟随主耶稣基督的时候，他也决定永不回头。
Paul's song will be, I have decided to follow Jesus.
保罗的他的歌将会是我已经决定要跟随主。
The cross before me,
十字架在前。
The world behind me,
世界在后。
No turning back, no turning back.
永不回头，永不回头。
Following Jesus means Paul is forced to stand trial as his false accusers bombard him with lies.
跟随主耶稣基督也就意味着他要经受那么许多那些御营的敌人的控告。
And Paul stays focused on Jesus and preserves hope.
保罗他仍然眼目定睛仰望耶稣，他有盼望。
As Paul's last laps in his life unfold,
在保罗他的生命的最后的篇章的时候，
We read in Acts 28:30-31 these words.
我们来读到使徒行传二十八章的三十节和三十一节有这样的话。
Acts 28:30 says, For two whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house, and he welcomed all who came to see him.
使徒行传二十八章三十节，保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足两年，凡来见他的人，他全都接待。
Being under house arrest or sheltered in, how does Paul spend his days?
当保罗在被在家里软禁的时候，他怎样度过他这些日子呢？
What will he do with his time as he shelters in?
当他被关在家里的隔离的时候，他这个时间他到底是怎么用的？
Does Paul realize he will be under house arrest for 760 days?
这个保罗是否意识到他要被关在这个房子里面要760天？
What is he thinking about?
他那个时候的想法是什么？
What becomes important to him?
对他来说，什么是最最重要的事呢？在那个时候
，What priorities will emerge in Paul's values?
在那个时候，保罗在他的哪些方面是最最重要的？ 首先的啊，在他的价值观里面。
And here comes Paul's priorities.
所以这里我们来看到保罗是怎样来用他的优先的啊权的顺序。
Acts 28:31。
使徒行传28:31节。
Boldly and without hindrance, Paul preached the kingdom of God, and he taught about the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗在那里放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
We start to get a deeper view of God's unstoppable kingdom.
我们开始看到神啊，他的神的国是不可阻挡的。
We also get a valuable view of Jesus Christ, who will become the legitimate judge with all power to decide the fates of every person.
我们也看到我们主耶稣就是那位啊真正的来做啊来做审判的，审判我们每一个人，根据我们的啊根据我们的信心。
Jesus is and will become the most important figure in all of Earth's history.
所以主耶稣他是他也会是在整个这个世界的啊历史上是位非常非常重要的一位。
Jesus has the highest name above all names.
主耶稣他的名是超过万名之上的名。
Jesus has the power to bring people into heaven with him.
主耶稣有大能将他的子民带到天上去。
Jesus has the legitimate power to separate people from him into a hell prison forever, according to their wishes.
所以主耶稣也是有具大能可以将那些不愿意跟随他的人送到地狱去。
And as he shelters in, he will learn lessons about God's kingdom.
当保罗被拘禁在家里的时候，他也会在那里学习到神的国的重要。
The lessons he learns, he will not keep to himself.
保罗所学到的功课，他不仅仅只是为自己而学。
And he will write valuable New Testament letters that will become part of the Holy Bible's legacy.
他也会写了许多在新约里面的这些书信，也成为这些书信也成为了我们的圣经里面的重要的一部分。
So sheltering in, we know that Paul welcomed all people to come and talk with him.
也是居家隔离，对保罗来说，也是给了他机会他来凡来接待、凡来见他的人。
Paul speaks with both Jews and Gentiles.
保罗他可以和犹太人讲话，他也和外邦人讲话。
Because the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ is for all people.
因为实在是主耶稣的福音，神的福音是对全人的，全人类的。
Additional visitors named are Luke, who is with Paul in Rome.
讲到一些来访问这个保罗的里面，其中有路加。
Timothy often visits with him.
提摩太也是常常来看保罗。
Tychicus.
还有推基古
，Epaphroditus，
还有以巴弗提
，and Mark visits him，
还有马可 也访问来看望保罗。
And of course, there are a number of Roman guards who are signed and probably chained sometimes to Paul.
那其中当然有许多这些罗马的御营的全军的这些看守的人，包括有些人还跟保罗锁在一起的。
Knowing Paul, he probably knows every Roman guard's name.
大概保罗可能都知道这个罗马这个监狱里面的全军的这些每一个人的名字。
Imagine what a Roman guard can learn if they start to ask questions and listen to Paul's brilliant teaching.
如果我们可以想象，如果这些看守人员，这些看守士兵，他们如果问保罗一些非常重要的问题的时候，他们可以学到非常非常有价值的功课。
Who's the real prisoner here?
我们在这里看到到底谁是真正的囚犯？
Paul or the guards?
到底是保罗还是这些卫兵？
And who can get free, not just from chains,
谁能真正的从得到自由？
But the chains of sin.
谁能真正得到自由，从罪里面得到释放。
And the Roman guards, if they are teachable,
这些罗马的这些卫兵，如果他们能够有受教的心的话，
the kingdom of God,
他们也能够进入神的国。
During Paul's imprisonment, he writes letters to the Ephesians,Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon.
当保罗在被囚的那段时间里面，他写信给了在腓立比书，也给了在提摩，也写了信给哥罗西，给哥罗西也写信给提摩太，还有腓立门。
Later he writes 1 Timothy and Titus and 2 Timothy.
然后后来他写了提摩太前书，然后还有提多书，再后又写了提摩太后书。
Boldly and without hindrance, Paul preaches the kingdom of God and he teaches about the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为保罗是在那里放胆的传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
Paul's priorities can be our priorities also.
保罗他的主要的把他的集中力放在的地方，也应该是我们所要把它放在的最首要的位置上的。
We can preach, teach, and write to others about the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们可以向人传讲、教导和来通讯，讲到这个好消息。
Let me conclude this message today by some application.
下面我愿意用一些应用来结束今天的信息。
Jesus declares that the kingdom of God has already arrived.
主耶稣他已经宣告了，神的国已经来了。
We see that in Matthew 3:2.
我们可以从马太福音第三章的第二节看到。
Matthew 4:17.
还有马太福音第四章十七节。
Matthew 10:7.
还有马太福音第十章的第七节。
The kingdom has arrived in Mark 1:15.
讲到神的国已经来了，已经来到了， 在马可福音的一章十五节。
The kingdom has arrived in Luke 10, verses 9 and 11.
讲到神的国已经来了，在路加福音的第十章的第九节和第十节。
A person enters the kingdom of God by being born again.
我们能够进入神的国是从重生开始。
Being born again comes only through the Holy Spirit's power to regenerate.
所以我们能够人真正的从重生，那只有是从圣灵开始的。
God always makes the first move.
因为神他总是先开始他自己的工作。
A human cannot enter God's kingdom with just willpower.
我们人没有办法靠我们自己的意志想要进入神的国。
A human cannot enter God's kingdom with just successful accomplishments or privileges.
我们人没有办法靠着我们在世上的成功或者我们的特权能够进入神的国。
Entering the kingdom of God requires conscious decisions.
我们能够进入神的国需要我们特别的来做个这样的决定。
Rich people can rarely enter in.
富有的人富足的人很少能够进天国的。
Because their love of money often disqualifies themselves.
因为他们爱钱的心就让他们没有办法能够进入神的国。
The rich often decide that they love money more than God, so they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为富足的人，他们常常是爱钱的心超过了爱神，所以他们没有办法能进入神的国。
A human being must decide to repent.
我们人类，我们必须要准备，我们要悔改。
To enter God's kingdom, repentance, the changing of the mind and directions towards God is necessary.
我们要进入神的国，我们一定要先要悔改，我们要改变我们的心思意念，我们要改变我们怎样和来看看神的，认识神的。
The kingdom of God opens when one receives forgiveness for sins. Through Christ's Calvary sacrifice.
就进入神的国的门向我们打开了，当我们接受主耶稣基督成为我们的救主，让我们的罪得释放。
And when forgiven by God, decisions then must be made regularly to follow Christ as Lord.
当神赦免了我们的罪的时候，我们必须每天的来做这样的决定，我们要来跟随主耶稣基督。
Entering the kingdom of God is a result of believing that Jesus Christ alone forgives sins.
我们要进入神的国，单单的只能从相信主耶稣基督，只有他才能赦免我们的罪。
Nothing but the blood of Jesus is the payment God accepts to forgive sin.
唯有主耶稣基督的宝血是神能够看重的，能够赦免我们的罪。
And so, in ending now, Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31 are some of the most serious verses which give warnings from God.
我们来讲到我们的结束的时候，讲到使徒行传十七章三十节和三十一节的时候，这里再次提到了我们的神给我们最后的一个警告。
It says, in the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent.
这里讲到世人蒙昧无知的时候神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
Verse 31, For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed.
使徒行传17章30节，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下。
God has given proof of this to all men by raising Jesus from the dead.
并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
The kingdom of God is where the king rules.
在神的国就是神在那里掌权的。
God has authorized the resurrected Jesus to be the legitimate king who will judge the world.
神已经将他的权柄都赐给了主耶稣，从那死里复活的主耶稣，让他来审判天下。
Boldly and without hindrance, Paul preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗他放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
I have learned about Paul's priorities.
我学习到了从保罗身上看到怎样安排事情的优先次序。
And I have learned I can never accurately teach about the kingdom of God.
我还学习到我没有办法真正的能够深奥的讲解这个神国神的国。
Without connecting it directly with the teaching and the life of Jesus Christ.
如果我不和主耶稣他的生命和他的教导联系起来的时候，我没有办法真正的来在这里讲解神的国。
Jesus is the legitimate ruler of the kingdom of God.
主耶稣他是那真正的王。
May we understand this, receive this, and live in Christ from this day forth with his power.
这是愿我们能够真正的在这里认识而且接受而且从中得到那个从神来的大能，让我们在我们的生活当中活出来。
Father, receive these words.
我们在天上的父，我们听到了这些话。
Correct and delete what is not true.
我们正是帮助我们能够真正的明白。
And what is true? May you grow and increase in our hearts and minds so that the kingdom of God appears in our lives.
这是真正的真理，让我们真实在我们的生活中，你的神的国真实在我们的心里。我们这样的感谢，乃是奉主的名，阿门。